KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In men's college hoops last night, Matt Bohannon scored 17 points with 5 of 9 shooting from three-point range as Northern Iowa earned its first road win of the season, 80-53 over Evansville. UNI shot 14 of 30 from three-point range and capitalized on Evansville's 11 first-half turnovers. Bohannon made all 5 of his three-pointers in the second half. Seth Tuttle had 14 points and 7 boards for UNI. Wes Washburn scored a dozen as the Panthers improved to 8-7 overall. They're 2-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Manny Arup scored 16 points and Jake Odom added 15 as Indiana State defeated Drake 77-73 last night. The Sycamores closed the first half on a 20-8 run, sparked by three-pointers from DeJuan Cummings and Odom to lead 40-30 at the half. Drake crawled back to take a 54-50 lead at the midway mark in the second half, but it would quickly turn as the Bulldogs were led by Richard Carter. He had 29 points. Also, Jordan Daniels had 15 for Drake, who falls to 10-5 overall. They're 1-2 now in Valley play. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 4 Wisconsin made easy work of 23rd-ranked Illinois 95-70. 6th-ranked Wichita State beat Illinois State 66-47. Number 8 Villanova topping Seton Hall 83-67 the final. 10th-rated Florida, a 74-58 winner over South Carolina. Number 11 Oklahoma State beat Texas 87-74. 13th-ranked San Diego State topping Boise State 69-66. Number 14 Kentucky beat Mississippi State 85-63. 15th-ranked Colorado in overtime, a 71-70 winner over Washington State. Number 18, Kansas beat Oklahoma 90-83. 19th-ranked UMass, a winner over St. Joseph, 66-62. While Georgia beat number 21, Missouri in overtime, 70-64. In women's college hoops last night, the Iowa Hawkeyes picked up their first Big Ten victory with a 78-71 win over Minnesota in Iowa City. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter after the game.
A little late coming, but, you know, we're really glad to get this win. Obviously, the border war with Minnesota is big. Minnesota, a very good team, as you could see. But this is important for us. You know, after an 0-2 start, it was important for us to get a win before we go on the road against Wisconsin this weekend.
Iowa trailed 35-32 at the half, but the Hawks did a better job against Minnesota's perimeter shooters in the second half.
You know, we just wanted to talk about being aware of where Banham and where Sarah Nogi was all the time. I mean, she isn't only a three-point shooter, so we kept talking about close out. Just, you don't have to worry about her driving. She's just going to shoot, close out, get in her face. I thought we were much more aware of where she was in the second half, and I thought our zone, we are much more aware of where the shooters were in the second half.
Iowa's now 12-4 overall with that victory. The 11th-ranked Iowa State women overcame a sluggish start as they rolled to a 74-48 win over Texas Tech in Ames last night.
You know, a game that on paper and in real life is a game we should have won. The crowd was really good, and we gave them a few things to cheer about. It was kind of hard to get into the game early, but, you know, the way we played from maybe the 14-minute mark on in the first half was really good, and we defended them great, and that was the difference in the game.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly, who says the Cyclones won without playing their best.
Even though they, you know, it's not like we were terrible, but the energy, the focus that you need, it's hard to think you can just turn it on and turn it off. You know, it is a situation that you're going to have to go through, because every team does, and every team has these kind of games, but you find a way to win them.
Hallie Christofferson led the Cyclones with 22 points as they improved to 14-0 on the season. Well, the weekly girls high school athletic union basketball rankings are out, and Class 1A Newell Fonda remains number one rated, with Burlington, Notre Dame, Colonesco, Linville, Sully, and Murray the top five. Stanton is number 6 this week, followed by Dunkerton, Janesville, Arweva, and Bedford rounding out the top 10. In 2A, Western Christian remains number 1 with Cascade, Iowa City, Regina, Fort Dodge, St. Edmund, and Hinton, the number top 5 teams. The second five include Northwest Webster, North Lynn, Dyke, New Hartford, Hudson, and South Central Calhoun. Trainer is in at number 13 in this week's poll. In Class 3A, MLC Floyd Valley is top-ranked, followed by Bondurant, Farrar, Mediapolis, Clear Lake, and Unity Christian. North Polk, Williamsburg, Crestwood, Nevada, and Red Oak round out the top 10. Kemper Catholic is in at number 15 in this week's poll. In Class 4A, Harlan remains the number one-ranked school, with Bishop Heelan Catholic, Perry, Davenport Assumption, and Cedar Rapids Xavier the top five. They're followed by Ballard, Western Dubuque, North Scott, Mount Pleasant, and Lewis Central at number 10. And in Class 5A, Iowa City High remains the number one ranked team ahead of West Des Moines Valley, Waterloo West, Dowling Catholic, and Waukee at the top of that poll. In the NBA last night, San Antonio beat Dallas 112-90. It was Toronto over Detroit 112-91. Brooklyn beat Golden State 102-98. Atlanta over Indiana 97-87. Houston beat the LA Lakers 113-99. Washington topping New Orleans 102-96. Phoenix edging Minnesota 104-103. Portland downing Orlando 110-94. And the LA Clippers outscored Boston 111-105. Just three games in the National Hockey League last night. Philadelphia topping Montreal 3-1. The New York Rangers edging Chicago 3-2. Colorado in overtime, winning over Ottawa 4-3. Well, a member of the Louisville Board of Trustees says Western Kentucky's Bobby Petrino has accepted an offer to be the Cardinals' next head football coach. Jonathan Blue tells the Associated Press that it's a done deal. Blue says the University of Louisville Athletic Association will meet Thursday morning and, barring any unforeseen issues, is expected to approve Athletic Director Tom Urich's recommendation to have Petrino replace Charlie Strong, who accepted the Texas job over the weekend. The 52-year-old Petrino returns to the school that he had led to a 41-9 record from 2003 to 2006 as a first-time head coach. He has an 83-30 career record as a college head coach, including an 8-4 mark last season with the Hilltoppers. This was his first job since his April 2012 firing by Arkansas amid scandal. Elsewhere around college football, Manziel mania is over in College Station after just two seasons. Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel has declared for the NFL draft, leaving the Aggies after becoming the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy. Some NFL draft analysts have Manziel ranked as high as third among quarterbacks expected to be available in the draft. Manziel captured the 2012 Heisman after setting numerous school and SEC records while leading Texas A&M to an 11-2 record and a victory over number one Alabama in its first season in the SEC. Other players declaring for the draft include Notre Dame junior running back George Atkinson III and Indiana junior receiver Cody Latimer. In NFL news, the San Diego Chargers say center Nick Hardwick sustained a concussion as well as a stinger in Sunday's playoff win over Cincinnati, and it's not known whether Hardwick will be able to play in Sunday's divisional round game at Denver. Running back Ryan Matthews also didn't practice Wednesday and was in a walking boot to protect his injured left ankle. He came out of Sunday's game in the third quarter. Linebacker Von Miller of the Broncos is set to have surgery to repair his torn right ACL today. Rehab is expected to take 6 to 9 months, meaning he could miss the start of Denver's training camp next summer. Miller suffered the injury in a game December 22nd against Houston. It brought to an end a rough season for the 2011 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, one that began with him serving a six-game drug suspension. He finished with 5 sacks over 9 games. A person familiar with the meeting says the Browns have interviewed Packers quarterbacks coach Ben McAdoo about their head coaching job. Also, New England offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels has removed himself from consideration. Dennis Allen has been told that he'll be back to coach the Oakland Raiders next season. He met with ownership Tuesday night and was informed of the decision. The Raiders have gone 11 straight seasons without a playoff berth or a winning record, and they have an NFL worst 123 losses since the start of 2003. Former Vikings head coach Mike Tice has been named offensive line coach with the Falcons. He was out of coaching this past season after serving as offensive coordinator with the Bears in 2012. Tice took over as head coach of the Minnesota Vikings for the last game of the 2001 season, and he held the job the next 4 years. He compiled a record of 32-33, and that included one playoff appearance. Well, baseball's Hall of Fame will be inducting 3 ex-players this summer, as Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and Frank Thomas have all been elected by the baseball writers. For his Hall of Fame career, Maddux received 97.2% of the votes, while Tom Glavine, a Maddux teammate for 10 years with Atlanta, received 91.9%. Maddux and Glavine are the first pair of 300-game winners elected in the same year since 1973. Thomas is the first player to be elected after being a DH for much of his career. Once again, players tainted by the steroid era failed to make the cut. That group includes Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Rafael Palmeiro, Sammy Sosa, and Mark McGwire, who all saw their support drop this time around. The trio will be inducted into Cooperstown on July 27th, along with managers Bobby Cox, Joe Torre, and Tony La Russa, who were elected last month by the Expansion Era Committee. Elsewhere around baseball, Don Mattingly will be back as manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers next season with a new three-year contract that takes him through 2016. Mattingly has a 260 and 225 record in his first three seasons with the Dodgers. With Mattingly in charge, they reached the National League Championship Series, which automatically triggered an extension of his contract that was set to expire at the end of last season. He was runner-up for National League Manager of the Year last season. The Tigers have agreed to a one-year deal with shortstop Jose Iglesias. He finished second in last year's AL Rookie of the Year vote, hitting .303 in 109 games with Boston and the Tigers. Detroit acquired him from the Red Sox in a three-way deal shortly before the trade deadline. And the Jolly Roger has walked the plank in Pittsburgh. The Pirates will make the gold P as the team's primary logo this season, replacing the beloved eye-patch-wearing sailor who has been the club's main symbol for nearly 80 years. The team will still have the Jolly Roger on the sleeves of some of its uniforms for the time being. Some variation of the Jolly Roger has been part of the Pirates' identity since 1936, although the classic P dates back more than a century. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.